Okay, today's daf is Yerushalmi Erevin daf Samach, as we get into the ninth parak of Maseches Erevin, parak called Gagos. So we start off with a Mishnah that we've referred to a number of times in the past, and that is a Machlokas Tanoim relating to semi-public Rishuyos on Shabbos. As we mentioned, as we've spoken about numerous times, the concept of an Erev Chatzeros, that even though Midaraisa, as we have mentioned, we have the definitions of a Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Hashanah Rabim, Carmelis, Malkom Tur, and we know that a Rosh Hashanah Yachid Midaraisa is surrounded by three walls. Remember the Rambam we mentioned all the way at the beginning of the Masechta, three walls and some type of fourth structure on the fourth side. But either way, it's Rosh Hashanah Yachid. So if you have any chatzer or a roof that is used as a chatzer, so that's all Rosh Hashanah Yachid. But Chazal said that one has to do some type of Eruv, some type of unifier, because it's similar to a Rosh Hashanah Rabim, right? Many different people use the area, and therefore one would have to make an Eruv in order to carry from the house to the chatzer, from the chatzer to the house. But if there are items in the chatzer from before Shabbos, then I don't need any Eruv for that. If there are items that were in the chatzer before Shabbos, I can move it around within the chatzer on Shabbos. Rav Chazal were not didn't make any gzeira against that. So now the Mishnah wonders, what if I have different types of semi-public reshuyos, semi-private, semi-public, not just chatzers. I have a chatzer, I have a gag, right, which was used in the days of old for chatzer purposes. So how about transferring? I can go from within a chatzer. What about from a chatzer to a chatzer? What about from a chatzer to a gag to a chatzer? So that is a three-way machlokas tanoim here in the Mishnah. So the Mishnah says, kol gagos, ha'ir reshuzachas. All roofs are considered one big rishus. So if our houses are connected, we share a wall, and we each have a roof on the top of our house that we use, we could go from one, we could carry things without an eruv. Pashas without an eruv, carry things from one roof to the other roof, right? Kol gagos yir rishus achas. They're all one rishus. Even though, what's the even though? Karban Eda, at the beginning of the parak. V'yafal pisha diyurin chalukin l'shnei b'nei adam. Even though underneath it belongs to two different people, right? And if these were chatzeros, well, this is what Rameer would say. But even though, you know, these belong to two different people, so you might say, oh, so this area on the roofs, isn't this considered a joint area? No, the hagagos, shein tashmish and dadir, ein mem chalukas b'shus. A roof is less used than a chatzer. We're going to be more makel by a gag. And therefore, all gagos are because they're rishus achas. They're one level down. Again, they're ain tashmish and tadir. They're not as used as other areas, and therefore Chazal did not associate separate rishuyos with them. But kelim shazav begagzeh, which I'm lotziem lazeh. And therefore, you have kelim on one roof. You can move it to another roof. So that is the Rameir shita, as we'll see. Continue the Mishnah. Ubilvad, as long as shelo ye gag gavoach atzara o namach atzara divrei Rameir. As long as one roof is not 10 tfachim above the other roof, because then we might make zeres, mishum, or rishus harabim in that case, but as long as the roofs were in proximity of each other, therefore one can carry from one roof to the other. V'chachamim omrim, kol echad ve'echad rishus b'fnei atzmo. Rabbi Chachamim say no, everyone is a separate rishus, and therefore if we didn't make an eruv, so we cannot carry from my roof to your roof, or vice versa. The Chacham are the most machreshita. Even roofs are not looked at as one. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Shimon says, the more mekel shita, not just roofs. Echad gagos, echad chaseros, echad charpifos. Any type of these semi-public, semi-private rishuyos, whether it's a chatzer or a gag or a karpef, a big area outside the city, all of those are considered one rishus. As we said, for kalim that were in it from before Shabbos, you're allowed to move it around within the chatzer to the gag, to this, to that, but not for kalim that were in the house. That would need an eruv. See the Karban Eida on Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon, mekel mikulan. Rabbi Shimon is the most mekel. Va'amar, chatzeros, ve'gagos, ve'karpefos, shin and yosef esasayim. As long as it's not bigger than Tusa'ah, that's a separate Xerah, if you remember, Karpeth. Ho'el v'kulan, ein tashmisha miyuchad v'tadir. Since all of them, the yard and the roof, they're not specified, that they're not like the level of usage of a house. Ein tashmisha miyuchad v'tadir. Rishus ha'chasein, they're all considered one rik. Rishus ha'batatle mizel hazeh, below Eruv. Even if they are, afilu hayu, hagagos gozo rebuchas miyasara. right? Even if they're high or low from each other. The less Leila Rabbi Shimon, Eruve Chatzeros, and Rabbi Shimon Heter, Klei Abayis. Right, the reason you have to make an Erev Chatzeros is not because stuff outside, it's because you want to take stuff from inside to outside, or outside to inside. That's the purpose of an Erev Chatzeros, according to Rabbi Shimon, for Kalim that are going in and that are going out. Good. So three-way machlokes tanoim. Again, roofs, as we have said, were very much used in the days of old. Maybe but they definitely had, as we have said, they had security and protection up there. So it's not like a roof with an edge where it would be dangerous. That's the mitzvah that we mentioned a couple of weeks ago, where it came up to the first time about makeh. Mitzvah daraisa of makeh, mitzvah sase of makeh, mitzvah lo sase of osasan damim bevesecha. It might not be exactly parallel, but one of the chakiras that are discussed by the mitzvah of makeh in the achronim is how much is the mitzvah of makeh focused more on the maisa, binia, or on the totsah of having it built, right? Not building it, but having it built. Maisa versus totsah, right? That's a question that's asked by a number of mitzvahs, but some mitzvahs don't have a totsah, right? You have a shekel lulav. You can't ask maisa versus totsah for the lulav because it's just a maisa. What's the result? The result of having shaken a lulav, you can't really ask that. But where the act achieves something, I know, tevilas kalim, right? Maisa versus totsah. Is there significance? There's definitely significance to the totsah, to the result. But the question is there also significance and importance to the maisa? Right? Tevilas kalim. Is there any reason, right? Is there anything better with my, can I give the kli to a katan to put in the mikvah or a guy? I'm going to watch them. I'm going to see it under, right? If it's all about the result, then I could just have a guy do it, right? Because there's no significance to the act. As long as, again, he has no nemana, so I have to like watch him do it. Or is it just or is it purely about the result? So a similar question is asked here by the Achronim, what about the mitzvah of makeh? Of course, there's significance in creating a protected area, having the fence up, but is there something besides that? Is there some type of importance to the maisa itself and not just the totsah? And Achronim have different formulations. The Minchas Chinuch is very strong in terms of maisa approach. Obviously, he has to have a totsah approach also. But the maisa, the Minchas Chinuch compares this mitzvah to all mitzvahs I say, and if you don't do it the first second that you have to do it, you're being mevat all the mitzvahs I say. And the Minchas Chinuch says that Nira Barer, the first Afkamino, is there a chiyuv? Do you apply mitzvah bo yosmei b'shlucho to the mitzvah of makeh, right around the roof? Right, better for me to do it. What if I'm not in construction? I'm going to have someone else do it. I'm going to have a guy do it. I'm going to make sure that it's done. Is there any reason for me to try to ask them for I could bang in some kind of once it covers the last area that's open? So the Minchas Chinuch says for sure. Nira Barer dehu ba'atzmo mechuyev lasos mitzvazu de mitzvah de ram yaleh mechuyev hu oshlucha kamoso kimo mila v'afreshes again mila is another one hafreshes chala. All of these have interesting. Avalim ose hamitzvah deicherish of the katan o'akum delab bar shlichos lo kiyem hamitzvah. Minchas Chinuch goes even further and says, if you did the ma'isa with a lab bar chiyuva, you didn't do the mitzvah. I say, maybe you're not going to violate the lo sase anymore, lo sase dama vesecha. But Minchas Chinuch goes as far as to say that if you didn't do the ma'isa with a bar chiyuva, you're not yosei. So again, that's a strong ma'isa approach. You might say, what are you talking about? Right? It's result oriented, and as long as you get it done, There's no issue. Is there a bracha on the mitzvah of makeh? Another reflection. This isn't just about result, because you can make a bracha on a result, but is it, we might say, just preventative? Preventative. We don't make a bracha on preventing or removal of a negative. You don't make a bracha on my machronim, which is, removing my melach stomis, removing dirty hands. You do make a bracha on my rishonim. This kadishtem. You're adding Kedusha. Just removing a problem is not. You make a bracha on Tevilas Kalim. You don't make a bracha on Hagalas Kalim. You make a bracha on Tevila, adding Kedusha. We don't make a bracha on Hagala, removing a problem. So by Makeh, is it just about removing the problem that you have a dangerous situation without a roof? Or is there something about creating something more Maisa? So again, bracha. So that's the question, whether there's a bracha on makkah. The Rambam quotes that there is a bracha on makkah. The Rambam says, Imasa makkah, mevarcha, b'shas asiyah, asher k'dishadah, b'mesod v'sivanu, la'asos ma'akeh. V'chein kol k'yotzei bazeh. Right, that's the Rambam. If you look in the Sefer Rokeach, one of the Rishonim, just quotes that there is no bracha, but he gives different reason for it. But again, this could be totally on our issue. Again, is do you apply the mitzvah? Is there a bracha? There's the Sifri quotes that you don't. There's a patur. You don't need a makkah if you have a roof on a base habakar or base haotzar. Only a base dira. And then Itziv can't fathom that. He changes the girs in the Sifri or the understanding that, what do you mean? People live there. It's a storage house. Storage house doesn't need a ma'akeh on the roof. So again, if you say it's about protecting and removing danger, then obviously anyway with this danger. If there's something separate about a mitzvah saseh, it's still a chiddush. But you might see it's more limited. You need a formal base dira. Not just again, the lo saseh might apply to more inclusive areas. Lo saseh davar mevesecha, right? Putting a fence, somebody has a swimming pool in their backyard. Putting a fence around their swimming pool. Is that a mitzvah saseh of makkah? Makkah might be limited to roof. But the lo saseh, lo saseh davar mevesecha, that lechora, you know, that would be included. Somebody would violate that iser if there's any type of dangerous area in the, on their rishus. Okay. A lot more, there. But let's continue. So again, roofs in, maybe we'll talk about the essay and the los essay a little bit later if this time. So says the, we continue. So we have machlokas three, we have machlokas tanoim. How do you deal with roofs? Roofs and chatzers and carpaves. Again, the Remeir says all roofs, one rishus. Rebbe Chachamim say no, they're not. You consider, the Chachamim say each one is separate and therefore it would need an Eruv, just like the houses underneath them. And Rabbi Shimon says the most makel, not only chatzer, gagos, but gagos, chatzeros, karpifos. Call gagos, says the Mishnah, says the Gemara. Ho'ir shuzachasahu v'chulo. Rabbi Yossi Rabbun Amar. Is Paul ben Rav Shmuel. Rabbi, we have this machlokas quoted earlier, daf memtes. Rav and Shmuel have a machlokas within Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says that all the roofs you're allowed to carry within one. Is there a maximum size for the cumulative area of the roofs? If you put all the roofs together, is there a maximum size there, distance? So, machlokas, Rav Shmuel. Shmuel Amar ad beis asayim. Yep, Shmuel says, you don't treat it better than a karpef. But a karpef, shlo hukaf ledira. Right, remember that big area that was not made for residential purposes that could ruin your eruv. And we've discussed those big areas like a forest or some other area that is not residential. So Shmuel says, these roofs are no better than that, putting it all together. And therefore, they're not called hukaf ledira. And therefore, up till beis asayim. For Rav Amar, no. Rav says, what do you mean? The houses are roi ledira. So the roofs on top are also roi ledira. And therefore, Rav Amar metaltelin ba'am, afilu korv, afilu kirayim. Doesn't matter how big it is. Right, you view the roofs as if they're not as ro'i ladira as the houses underneath them. They're not tashmishan tadir, as much as the houses underneath them, but it's enough. It's enough. And therefore, one would be able to carry no limit, Rav says. Haviboy Meimar, back to the machlokas between Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim. The first two sheets in the Mishnah. So we thought to say, Haviboy Meir, the Talmidim thought to say, Mapli, your Meir Rabbanan, when did the Remeir and the Rabbanan argue? Remeir says you could carry in all the roofs, you know, within the roofs. And the Rabbanan say you can't. Bishe Irvu. Maybe we thought the Machlokas was only if the underneath houses made an Eruv with each other. So if they made an Eruv with each other, the Machlokas, Remeir and the Chacham is, do we say the Eruv works for on top of the roof also? For the roofs. Do we say it only works for the houses? Or does it work on top of the roof? Remeir says it works for on top of the roof too. And the Chamzei doesn't. Avo b'shalo irvu, .. Like Rishami sometimes doesn't finish the line. But if there was no Eruv, then for sure Remeir also would agree that it's Usser. Right? That's what we thought. That's Haviboy Meimar. Right? That's like the Bavli's way of saying Kosal Kadaitach. Right? Haviboy Meimar, we thought to say that the Machlokes is only where there was an Eruv. And the question is, does the Eruv work for on top of the roof? But if there was no Eruv, Mishalo Eruv, for sure not. And the Gemara answers, that's not true. Patar law, really, we explained it. Bishkishahayu kulan la'adam echad. where each of them are owned by one person, meaning lo irvu. Lo irvu. Really, the machlokas is not an issue about the eruv or not. Even if there was no eruv made in the houses, Remeir is still makel and says you could carry from roof to roof because all roofs are less than full residential. As we said, ein tashmish and tadir, so we're more makel by the roofs than by the houses. Chazal were not gozer by the roofs as they were by the houses, and therefore all roofs are connected to each other. Good. Says the Gemara, another limit. Masnisa, our Mishnah, which would have the machlokas about the joint areas of the roofs. Shayukulan, Olin, Obasulam, Tsuri, Obasulam, Mitzri. It's only where everybody has equal access to the roofs. We mentioned these types of ladders last week, right? There's more serious ladders or less serious ladders. We have the Jerusha, remember, Yosef Nechemiah Kornitzer, if you remember, from Parshas Vayetze. But the Gemara here says, when do we say that all this machlokas applies? When there's equal access. Everybody has either a Sulam Tsuri going up to the roof or a Sulam Mitzri going up to the roof. Avalam hayukulan olam besulam Tsuri, Mitzri. But if everyone goes up with a Sulam Mitzri, which is a more of a rickety, less permanent ladder, and one guy goes up to his roof with a very serious ladder that's going to be there for a long time, so we say he's the one that we assign the roofs to. Because you see, he has a more serious entrance and access to the roof, and therefore, right, let's say somebody built a stairs to the roof. And everybody else has a rope that they have to climb up to get to the roof. So we say, the one who built the stairs, we're going to assign, he's probably going to go up there more, and he showed with his actions that the roofs are really more residential for him. So, says the Gemara, Oso shel tsuri nasa kepesach. The one that built the tsuri, that has the tsuri ladder, which is the more serious ladder, we treat that as the pesach, and therefore that owner is mutter in all the roofs. All the roofs we assign to him, Vahashar, and all the other Bailim with the less serious ladders, it's like you're just going up, you know, temporarily, going up, going down, and therefore you don't have the same rights as the one that built this serious ladder. Look at the Karbana Eda towards the bottom. Nasa kepesach, tekima te'inu lo avdi sulam kavua. Since they didn't make such a serious entrance, sliku nafshayu. They have removed. They saw him making the serious ladder and not them. So they have removed themselves. Va'atlinu legabe dahai. And they have, va'achlinu legabe dahai. And they have been mochel legabe dahai. As we've said before, the concept of bitl rishus, it's kind of an implicit bitl rishus. And therefore they can't use those areas. It only belongs to the guy who has the sulam suri. Sulam suri. Good. Just one, not going to go back to the Reverse of Nehemiah, but another thought on the Sulam. I saw there's the Nesiva Shalom in Vayetze. He has Inyan HaSulam, the Inyan of ladders. So he quotes the idea of the Sulam. He says, Vahata. He says, Yaakov Avinu, all his life, up until this point, has totally been in a world of Ruchnius, no challenges, nothing pulling him away from Ruchnius. That was Yaakov Avinu. Mufresh lachalutin meyiskel mazev and his kadosh b'kedusha ilah. He was there, right? He didn't sleep. V'yata b'tzeis mever sheva charana achrei avoda kazu u'kedusha kazu. What does he have to do now? He has to, so to speak, lower himself to be involved in the world. Alav lahashpil atzmo la'olam hazeh. Livnos bayis, ulho libanim, vlasuk beparnasa, all these things that he haven't had to do all his life. Vlakach na'amad lefanav, kol olam kulo kakosa. The Medrash says the whole world became to him like a wall. What does that mean? There was a challenge in front of him. Right? How does he do this? Hainu shakol metzias olam hazeh nizdakra lefanav kakosel. She'en lav arbado. How do I do this? Ech nechnasim al olam hazeh sha'adko haya parush mimenu, velo haita lo kol shaychus elav. Achein, what did they show him from Shemayim? Usula mutzav artza. Verosha magia Shemayima. Da machuvan bazel haroslo. Shetachlis ratzon Hashem. He. The ratzon Hashem is. She Yehudi yasok binyani olamazeh. Ubetoch zeh yimsa derech echlios kadosh Hashem. Life is about a ladder. Life is about connecting your life down here to what's upstairs. Sheyala daga darga basar darga ad verosha magia hashamayma. Make sure you don't take too many steps at once. Right, there's many messages from a ladder. Make sure that you stay within the sides of the ladder. Sometimes people think they're fancy and they could put the one foot outside the ladder or say, hey, look at me. Right, that's dangerous to go outside the ladder. You want to go from Shemayim to Arez, Arez to Shemayim, stay within the ladder, go up the steps, and that's the, and that was the ladder that Yaakov Avinu was being told by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You could do it. You could do it. But just make sure that you stay within the ladder and go up and go down. Okay. Weiter. Ma'olatalta Bekulo. What is this referring to? So, the Mefarshim explained, Chaim Kriyesku, the Karbet Eda, now with the Rabbanan Shita. The second of three shitas in the Mishnah. The Rabbanan said the most machmir shita, right? You can't even go from roof to roof. Can't even go. You have every roof. Why? Because it's ki'ilu. This is like a chatzer, just like my own chatzer. So to my own gag. So the Rabbanan say, by the way, we don't, who do we paskin like? We paskin like Rabbi Shimon, the most megal shita. We paskin like Rabbi Shimon. If you look in the Shulchan Aruch in Shin Ayin Beis. Gagin chatzeros v'karpefos. It doesn't come up that often these days. We all have Erevs. Most of us have Erevs in the area. Gagan Chatzeres Vekarpefos, Kulan Rishus Echadheim, Lekelem Sheshav Subetochan, Shemutal Taltala Mizelazeh, Afilu Heim Shal Bailim Harbe. Even if there are many Bailim, Velo Ervu Yachad, and they didn't make any Erevs between them, Mutal Taltal Mechazel Chazar Acheres, O Lagag, O Larosh Kosel, Shebenim, or the top of a wall between them, Umigag Lagag Acher Asamachlo, and all of that is mutter. Why? Mishnah Berurah explains, to call Elu Ein Tashmishan Miyuchad V'Tadir. All of them are not like a house. They're secondary level usage. Lefichach Ein Bam Chilik Rishus. We don't treat them as separate Rishuyos. They're all Chatzers. They're all, right, there is this secondary type of Dira. Ein Bam Chilik Rishus. Umutal Talto Me'echa L'Chaveru B'li Erev Chazeros. The kol shekein shemutal talta bagagin or bachazir is gufa meyachal chaveru, which even Rameir would agree. Chen mutal talta bakol achatzer afshlo irva duyurin yachad. So as we pass like the most bekel shita. Okay, but now this question is on the rabbanan. Mala talta bakulo. The rabbanan say you're only allowed to go within your own chatzer, within your own gag. Is there a limit how far within your own gag? Right. We asked before machlokes Rav and Shmuel within Rameir, how big is the cumulative area? Now within the rabbanan. Am I allowed to carry within my whole gag? Do we treat my gag like semi-Rishus Arabim, so it's only Dalat Amos? Or is it ready, like, how machmir are they? So, ma'ala talta bakulo. So, that is the question, right? Do you see the bottom carbon eita? Ma'ala talta bakulo. L'rabbanan darmi kol echad rishus la'atzmo. Ma'ala talta kol echad b'chol gago. Could you carry in your whole rishus? So, machlokas. Shmuel amar metalta bakulo. Shmuel says, yeah, you can. Why? Because Shmuel holds, you see the bottom carbon eida. Talat bekulo shemechitzas mafdilos lamatim in the yerim. Amrina good askinu. Ikilu the walls of the house shoot up. So this is my private yard, and therefore I can carry in all of it. Shmuel amar metalat bekulo. Uver Rav amar metalat be'el barba amos. Rav says no, only up to 4 amos. Only up to 4 amos in my own yard, in my own gag. See the carb of Chaim Kanievsky. To keep the gag ain't tashmishan tadir. This isn't a house. Right, it's a lower level tashmish. Nidon b'karmelis. You treat it like a karmelis. You only have 4 amos. Masisa pliga Rav. The following Mishnah seems to argue with Rav. Why? Rav who says you limit it to 4 amos. Kol gagol lo samach lekatan. If you have a big, this is the Mishnah on tomorrow's daf. Bez Hashem. Pliga gagol lo samach lekatan. You have 2 roofs. One big roof and one small roof. Right? What is a big roof? That means that, you know, when the big roof goes into the small roof, there are the sides of the big roof, right? It has some walls on either side of its fourth side. The small roof opens totally into the big roof. But the big roof, it's not paritz bimilua, right? It has on either side of the doorway, it has walls. That's the big and small. So gagag l'samal l'katan, hagad l'motor ha-katan aser. So the Mishnah says, the big one is butter and the katan is aser. What does mutter and aser here mean? Nicha hagad l'motor barba amos. So Fana understands, when remember Rav said, how much could you carry on your own roof according to Rabbanan? 4 amos. So you tell me that's what gadol means? So it means gadol is mutter. What's mutter? So according to Rav, it means 4 amos. So nicha gadol mutter barba amos. Then what's katan? Katan has to be less than that. Katan aser barba amos? V'yesh iser barba amos? Is it ever aser to carry even 4 amos? The katan is more usher than the gadol. It says the gadol is mutter, the katan is usher. So Rav, you say the most you're allowed to do is four amos anyway. So the gadol is four amos allowed, and the katan is not even four amos allowed. That doesn't make sense. You can never have an area where you can't even carry four amos, even in Rishus Arabim. You can carry four amos. So how do you? So the kasha. So two answers. Rav Shmuel Amrich knows and lo arba amos bifnei pischo. No, maybe what Rav would interpret that Mishnah as, everybody agrees, even you only have up to four amos. The question is, does the gadol have four amos, have any rishus? Do any of them have rishus in the other one? So the gadol has four amos into the small one. That's what it means. And the katan has zero amos into the big one. But within itself, then everybody, Rav would say, that's only four amos, as I said. The Mishnah is only talking about the transitionary amos. Is there any allowed? One. Rabbi Yossi bar Abun b'shem Shmuel Amar, a different answer. No. Maybe there, the Mishnah is talking about a case where, remember we said before, building a serious access? Maybe there, everybody has serious access to their roofs. And in that case, we treat them, those are not ein tashmish and tadir. Maybe those are like chatzers, right? They're so usable, they're used so much in that Mishnah, so we treat them as chatzers. And that is why they're not treated as the lower level gag, afilu kein, and still hagadol, and therefore everybody should have access to their own chatzer. But we say no, hagadol mutter. Still, the gadol is going to be mutter shel nifras b'milua, because it doesn't have on the fourth side. It's not totally parutz, right? It has walls on either side of the pesach. Hakatan also should never be milua, but the katan is going to be yasser because it's totally open on that side. We'll have to get back to that, Baruch Hashem, on tomorrow's daf. Period. Remeir Omer. So now, if you remember the Mishnah had a machlokas Remeir and the Chachamim. But not too much conversation. Remeir says, all gags, you can carry from one gag to another one. And the Chachamim say, no, you can't. Every gag is his own thing. So the rest of the Amud has a conversation from the Tosefta between Remeir and the Chachamim. Remeir Omer, right? Don't you agree with me that any kli that's left in a chatzir from before Shabbos, you can carry around within the chatzir? So manashtana gag me chatzir. So what's the difference? And here it doesn't only mean chatzer, it means from chatzer to chatzer, right? The Chum agree to that. You can carry something from chatzer A to chatzer B, right? Even without an Eruth, as long as it's within the chatzer. So Mary asked the Chachamim, so what's the difference between a chatzer and a gag? You should do the same thing with a gag. Manashtana gag me chatzer. Amr lo, the Rabbanan say back, no. Amarta b'chatzer shein la diurin lamata. A chatzer has no separate reshuyos underneath it. So Rabbi Gag sheish la diurin lamata. By a gag, by a roof, there are different houses underneath. So those different houses make it a separate, so that's why it's gonna separate, the Chachamim say. Amr Lamayr says back, oh yeah? Okay, I'll come up with a case that doesn't have. Hare, choisa hachatzel amala min agag. Mahu. Right? What happens if you have a roof that is used as a chatzer? Right? Tashmish and tadir. Right? So all could use it. Right? If you have a roof that's used like a chatzer, then even though there's diur and lamata, we still say anybody could use it. It could go from, like we said up, the first answer up above, if for Shitas Rav. So we'll treat that as a chatzer. Then you can go from roof to roof. There's still a difference. Because by every chatzer, ein kol echad makris bekomo. In a yard, right, nobody recognizes, right, their own space. Everybody uses the chatzer altogether. So remember, gag should go lechad makris bekomo. Gag is going to be more chamor, because I see this is my roof and that's your roof. It's not like we share a big chatzer. If we share a big chatzer, we can say, okay, we're one big happy chatzer and then the other chatzer. But by a roof, there are separated areas. And therefore, maybe it's more chamor. If we have time, we'll get back to that lashon. Probably not. Amar lahen, harishaisa ha-chatzer chaluka bipasisios mahu. And what if you make a chatzer with separated makris bakomo? What if you have little, partitions in the chatzer? Would you treat it like a gag then? Right, because it has little separations, because there people are makiris makomo. But no, we would still say that's mutter. We would say that's mutter. So just because a gag is makiris makomo, everybody has a little area, shouldn't you say it's mutter? So atkan isa tshuva. So in that Tosefta, there's no answer given by the Rabbanan. Amra biosi rabun mikan ve'el achayim mishivan lefanav. But they used to answer that in another source, they answer the following. Amrulo, no, still, don't compare, again, chatzeros, which are more makel for the Rabbanan, and gags, which are more chamor. Lo memarta b'chatzer, she'ein michitzoseha olos ima. by a chatzer, the little partitions aren't really mafsik. We don't say good asik by these little partitions. But by the roof, it's ki'ilu, the walls are shoot up from the house, and therefore they're separated areas. So the Rabbanan hold their ground, and they say, no, you can't carry from Gog to Gog. Meimar lon, and the what would Rameir say back to this case? He would say, ofana isle amo kagova. Rameir would say back, yeah, I also hold the concept of good office, good asik, that the walls shoot up, but that's only where you see the wall. You see a wall, you're allowed to extend it. You have a 10-tafach wall, you're allowed to shoot it up to the schach. But here, you have a house. Where's the wall? The wall's not nikar. You have a house under you. The wall's not nikar that it's shooting, it doesn't jut up that you would extend it. Therefore, a mayor would say, I don't think these walls should shoot up halachically. I consider this like a chaser. And therefore, a mayor and the Rabbanan end with a machlokas, as we had in the Mishnah. What I was going to talk about, which we don't have to talk about, is Makiris Makomo is one of the 48 Dvarim Shaha Torah nicknames for him. The last Perek and Perek Yavos. That's not what it means here. But Makiris Makomo, that Lashon of recognizing the place, we should know that also Adarach Drush, one should be Makiris Makomo. Period. Tani, let me just read it, I guess. Amar Yehuda b'shas Hashmada, you don't know the Bezah Sefer, but you know, at a time of religious persecution, and we had to have private minyanim, we used to take a Sefer Torah, but you know, olim, michatzel, lagag, migag, lagag, acher, we used to go from roof to chatzel, to gayo, we used to go like Rabbi Shimon. We used to go like Rabbi Shimon, v'yoshev ekarm, lo amar adam davar, and nobody said anything. So you see Rabbi Shimon's shita. Amar lo ain shas hashmad raya. Don't bring me rayas from shas hashmad. The whole thing is a durabanan. So to say, in a durabanan, that shas hashmad is going to be mutter, there's more flexibility. That doesn't prove to me that the lach is like Rabbi Shimon. Maybe we'll talk a little bit more about that, by the Shem, at the beginning of tomorrow's daf. Okay, we'll stop here.